Morning, Young Professionals. Eddie Chostovich here, the Editor-in-Chief of Impact by IEEE Young Professionals. We're here in San Diego at the board series meeting, the IEEE. Today we're speaking to Prakash Balua, and he is one of the people who are responsible for IEEE Explore, which you utilize on a daily basis. Prakash, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your career.
Sure. I actually started out in the telecom and technology business. So before I came to IEEE, I spent 18 years in AT&T, Lucent, and Avaya in business management roles, in strategy and planning, finance, product management, international sales. So I had a very solid grounding in the business side. My background actually is finance. And, you know, an unusual opportunity came up for me in 2000 where I was asked from some of my executive management to take over an underperforming website. And my initial reaction was, why do you want me? You know, I know nothing about the web. I'm a business guy. I don't even know anything about HTML. But they said, look, you know, you are a good business person. That's why we want you to do it, because, frankly, the website has really been looked at as a technology toy as opposed to sort of a business asset. So that was a career direction that I never envisioned, but it's been fantastic since then. So, you know, I'm basically a business person who for the last, 10 years or so has been focused on managing large digital platforms. I came to IEEE in 2008 after having managed large digital platforms, corporate platforms for Lucent, Avaya, and AT&T. And I think the timing was good because IEEE Explore was 7 years old at that time. And I think there was a recognition by IEEE that it needed a seasoned business person to manage it as opposed to not, you know, really having a structure around it.
So when you came over to IEEE, did you find challenges in tackling what IEEE was trying to achieve and bring that experience from your previous role?
Actually, one of the interesting things, when I first came to IEEE, I realized that there was not a lot of structure. There was not a lot of business discipline and structure in the day-to-day operational and strategic management of Explore. That's really one of the first things I did was I took classic product management, business management principles and implemented some very structured processes into how Explore enhancements get planned, how they get prioritized, how they get executed. And my goal really was to be in a position where I could tell the institutional subscribers of Explore or the sales teams or even volunteers, I would be able to give them a forward-looking map and say, over the next 18 months, this is our prioritized plan for how we plan to evolve IEEE Explore. So the first year was really putting in a lot of business discipline and business processes to pave the way for effective management of Explore as a business asset.
So for those of listeners that we have online that are not familiar with IEEE Explore, what is IEEE Explore? How would you describe it?
Fundamentally, IEEE Explore is a website, but it's a highly specialized website. So some people call it a database, a scholarly research database, but at its core, it's a website. It's a very specialized website because it is not a general purpose information website such as IEEE.org or, BBC.co or CNN.com. It's a very targeted, specialized website for a special purpose. And so IEEE Explore is a digital delivery platform for the IEEE's intellectual property and scholarly outputs. And it is also the sole and the only way that we get our information products to market. Because everything is now sold as a digital subscription. So that's, in essence, what Explore is. It's a specialized website.
So besides searching for papers and other documentation, what else can people do on Explore?
Well, Explore has – the search is a core part of the Explore functionality. It is probably the activity that users do most on Explore. But aside from that, Explore also operates in the competitive marketplace. – So our sales team who goes and markets our products, we compete with Elsevier, we compete with Wiley, we compete with other society publishers, you know, just like Coca-Cola competes with Pepsi or what have you. So we have to have cutting edge featured functionality, cutting edge value add, cutting edge design to make it ease of use, easily navigable, compelling feature functionality. So from the perspective of what we're trying to optimize is like any, or whether it was Facebook or LinkedIn, we want to do everything we can to make sure Explore's audience is maximized, that the engagement, that users have a fantastic experience on Explore, and they keep coming back. So that's really what we try to optimize.
For an organization like the IEEE that prides itself on its technical ability and knowledge through its membership, how do you stay competitive in the game, in the publishing game with IEEE Explore?
One of the things we do is we actually do a lot of benchmarking. We do a lot of research. So we have multiple efforts to get, you know, market-based data points on how we're doing. We compare ourselves not only to other the feature functionality of other STM platforms, but we also look at other analogs in the marketplace. So we take examples from the retail sector, from the media sector. We look for best practices in every aspect of managing Explore. So it's not just confined to our fields. For example, you know, we look at Amazon.com. We look at the best of the best because, you know, we know that, you know, that's really the hallmark of Explore. You know, one of the goals that I have for my group is, you know, we have the tagline of advancing technology for humanity. We want Explore to be a living example of that. You know, so when users come, they will actually see advancing technology for humanity in action in terms of the features and functions, its ease of use, its navigability, the value add, and all the things that we have, we can do leveraging technology.
IEEE Explore is now heading towards, you know, two-decade milestone in terms of how long it's been around. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the transformation of IEEE Explore for those of us that haven't used it for so long?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Explore really was, you know, the transition of IEEE into the digital world. And it has had its own evolution. But interestingly, what's been happening is there's an interesting phenomenon that's been happening. You know, at one point, Explore was sort of looked at as this sort of very serious, niche-y, scholarly website. But what's happening is there's so much influence in terms of social media and the pace at which things are happening in the technology world. Explore is affected by the same influence as it affects, you know, all the digital presences. So we have to look at mobile activity. More and more people are accessing Explore on mobile devices. We are looking at interactivity. You know, there was a point when there were 100% PDFs on Explore, but, you know, that the fact that you see rich media experiences on the news sites, those, you know, began bleeding over. And there's a phenomenon that we've seen, the industry analysts called it consumerization. And what that means is, you know, even though, you know, we as professionals, as professors, researchers, scientists come to Explore for a particular purpose, but we all go home. We're on the same B2C consumer sites like Amazon or eBay, and we have wonderful experiences there. And we bring those expectations from those consumer sites to, you know, sites like Explore. So, you know, we're seeing a blurring, you know, between those capabilities and also demographically. You know, we want to prepare Explore for the users of the future demographically. So we want to make it mobile, agile, nimble, user-friendly, you know, easy to use, all of the things that any consumer-oriented site or any marketing-oriented business would want to do, because that really is our lifeblood. You know, Explore supports close to 50% or about 50% of IEEE's global revenues. And it is the single way that, you know, we support our information products business.
Given your in-depth experience with Explore, what are some of the exciting things that you've been able to bring about with Explore?
Well, one of the neatest things was, you know, in 2011, I was actually pushing some of my bosses very hard to say, we must move to an XML-based workflow. So if you think of XML, you know, it's an underlying technology for storing data. But all you have to do is look at the transformation that has happened in the music industry. So if you think about music, you know, there was a time when music was confined to a container called a vinyl disc or a CD, right? someone else decided the order of the song, someone else decided the length of the song, and all of a sudden you had digital music. You had the MP3 and the MP4 format. That revolutionized music. So now a person can create custom mixes for themselves. They can share information. There's metadata associated with the music file. That's what's happening to content. So the content that's in Explore, which was locked inside the container called a PDF, is now being liberated by XML. So now we can take discrete objects, a paragraph, an image, a table, a figure, a chart, that used to be imprisoned inside a static PDF, and really do all kinds of cool things with it by delivering it in more interactive HTML formats. And since the broadband capability across the globe is so widespread, concerns that one may have had 4 or 5 years ago about, well, people need to be online to get this experience have gone away because just about everybody's online. So the ability to deliver rich media experiences, greater engagement, increasing the time when Explore users are on site. And also, these are some of the techniques that consumer companies are using, Amazon.com, for example. When you increase the amount of time a user stays on a particular page or on a site, that gives you an opportunity to push additional services, additional content to them. So those are some of the things we're looking at in Explore, is really leveraging the ability for HTML and digital media to just transform the user experience on Explore. That's one piece. The other piece is there's a huge movement in the marketplace towards data. So if you think about it, just with the explosion of scholarly publications in the world, it's becoming increasingly difficult. And I hear it from our users on Explore, I hear it from our customers, that the amount of time available for a scientist or a researcher or even a practicing engineer just to stay on top of the information to be current in their fields is immense. So we're now looking at taking that investment in digitizing Explore content and making it available as data streams through an API. So my group is planning on launching an Explore API this year, and eventually we plan to have a portfolio of APIs. And from a consumption level, one of the things that I'm doing in my group is I'll have sort of two divisions in my Explore platform group. One is for those who want the traditional visual web-based experience of Explore, and those who say, look, I would rather consume my Explore subscription as a data stream. Just give me access to your APIs. I have a data mining engine in my company, or we use a data mining engine in our research group. Let's suck this stuff out as XML, and we will render it or manipulate it and use it however we want. So that's, I think, going to be a big change going forward, is the option to consume Explore content visually as a web experience or as a data stream.
Sounds very exciting. In fact, when you've touched on XML, IEEE has gone through that transformation. So how far into that transformation are we?
Well, actually, the XML project, the name of the project is called the Interactive Content Project. And it actually began with a group of us creating a business case and asking the IEEE Board of Directors for funding in June 2011. It was very well received. We got the funding, and it was a multi-year project. And the core focus of the project was twofold. One is to convert, all of the content in Explore, conference papers, journal articles, and standards documents into very granular XML. So that is essentially about 90% done. 2016 is the last year of that project it's funded for. We started delivering content in August 2012. It allows us now to do all kinds of things. As I said, now the content is liberated from the container. So, before, whether it was a journal article or whether it was a conference paper or technical standard, they were all delivered within the confines of a PDF. But now we have the potential, because we're starting with XML, to create experiences of those different content types the way that users want to consume them. So a conference paper does not have to look like a journal article. A technical standard document does not have to look like a journal article. We want to be able to deliver that content the way users want to consume it, and also in the way the devices want to consume it, not just for consumption on desktop, but on e-readers, on tablets, on smartphones. So that's really the potential that XML has given us.
So what does that actually mean for the future for authors? So authors submit papers and they submit them in a particular format. Does that mean the authors will also be submitting in different formats, or will the format submission
stay?
No,
not necessarily. And that's one of the things that we want to do is we, you know, part of us sort of moving in this direction is we don't want to make additional work for authors. You know, we want to insulate authors from the technical complexities of data structures. We basically want authors to keep submitting content the way they are in the formats that they're comfortable and they're familiar with. And what we will do is take that input from authors and then basically have technologies that transform it into renderable XML and into the XML format, which then can be used to render multiple experiences and in the multidimensional experiences. So we want to minimize the disruption or inconvenience to authors.
Now, in your role, what sort of challenges do you face with Explore and other products?
Explore is a multidimensional, asset for IEEE. And one of the ongoing challenges we face is, as an organization, we sometimes wish IEEE would move faster because, you know, we operate Explore in a very market-based environment, and IEEE sometimes does not move at the speed of the market. So one of my continuous challenges is to ensure that Explore is staying at or ahead of the marketplace, making sure that we are staying on top of evolving technology trends, but also really is making sure that we have the flexibility. So because Explore is, you know, a technical animal, if I can use that term, my group is heavily dependent on IT teams, you know, to build, maintain, support, and execute all of the things we want to do with Explore. And we're naturally gated by the capacity and the resources and the budgets available, by those teams. So sometimes we may want to move quickly, want to move fast, but we can't. The other challenge also is, you know, Explore serves all of IEEE. In addition to providing a significant revenue base for IEEE, we also have to support authors. We have stakeholders on the conference side, the document side. So one of our biggest day-to-day challenges is just managing and juggling the multiple competing interests for the attention of IEEE Explorer just within IEEE itself. But it's a process, you know, it's a reality that exists, you know, with in other organizations. And so we always are focused on continuous improvement. Where can we reduce waste? Where can we increase efficiency? Where can we increase speed? So it's a continuous process improvement effort that we go through.
Because IEEE has the element of the volunteers and the staff, sometimes it's challenging to manage both sides.
Yeah.
Now, another question really is, what are we doing in terms of the application space for Explore? Is there a application for mobile phones in development?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, in the last 24 months, and we track Explore analytics very, very closely. So, you know, if I may, you know, my group consists of four or five key functions. You know, one core function is Explore platform management. And these are the folks on my team who are managing the process for how enhancement requests come to Explore from both internal to IEEE and external, you know, how they're prioritized according to IEEE business goals and how they get executed by the technical team. We also have, you know, very talented people who are user interface design and visual design experts who are continuously crafting the experience of Explore. I have a group called the Web Analytics Group who are monitoring and tracking, you know, user activity, you know, by the hour, by the minute, by the month, on all types of dimensions, you know, Explore activity by geography, Explore activity by country, by segment, by content. So all of that, you know, goes into our input and informs how we plan to evolve Explore. In the last 24 months, we have seen an incredible increase in Explore activity from people with mobile devices. And interestingly, you know, there's some very direct correlation between what's happening in the mobile device space and Explore activity. For example, when Samsung launched the Galaxy phone with the bigger screen, we immediately saw within a few weeks an uptick in actual Explore download activity. And then if you notice, all the other manufacturers, Apple came out with the big screen. So 2015 was an interesting year because the activity on Explore from smartphones actually eclipsed activity on Explore from tablets, believe it or not. So as a result of that, we are now planning in 2015 to launch a My IEEE Explore smartphone app. And the purpose of the app is really to provide convenience and productivity to the users of Explore at the point of need. Everyone is busy. You know, people may be traveling. They may not have ready access to a laptop or a desktop. So instead of them having to come to Explore to do searches, we're leveraging the technology capabilities of IEEE to have Explore come to them, for them to tell Explore what their fields of interest are, what their research areas are. Explore will, in the background, perform the searches, and as new material is added to it, will actually alert, you know, the user on their smartphone to say, hey, a new conference paper has just been added to Explore that matches your research interest, or a new journal article has just been added. So that's one of the things we're looking at. And again, you know, we want to be closely engaged with users, so we will keep evolving that, you know, as the marketplace and users tell us, you know, what they want from Explore.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is exciting.
Looking ahead, a bit of a prediction from you. Yeah. 5 to 10 years from now, where will IEEE Explore be, and what do you envisage IEEE Explore coming?
You know, that's an interesting question because, as I mentioned earlier, we talked about data. And sometimes I wonder if there will come a point when the visual part of Explore may not even be necessary because all of us, you know, will have smart devices. Presumably, they will be, you know, we'll be interacting with them via natural language capabilities. So perhaps you may not need a website called IEEE Explore, but you may just have a smartphone where, you know, the Explore as we know it today may be nothing but a semantically enriched, highly digital data repository that you can query from your smartphone by talking to it. And say, look, you know, I'm doing research in this area. You know, I want you to find me all IEEE papers, you know, that match this, and Explore will send you things. So, you know, that's the eventuality that we're looking at, is you may be talking to Explore instead of trying to come up with keywords and entering keyword searches. You may be, you know, stating a problem. You may state, you know, the subject of your dissertation, you know, as a 3-minute, you know, a voice file to Explore and have Explore do the work for you and give you what you're looking for that you have to do today manually via keyword searches. So that's an exciting possibility that we see down the road. You know, again, we see the technology evolving in that space, but it may completely transform the Explore we know today into something else. But you know, the one thing I have to say is Explore is a very, very powerful brand. I never get tired of hearing both users and customers across the globe say, we couldn't live without IEEE Explore. So it's just a great feeling for my team, and that keeps us motivated and keeps us going and running to, you know, keep making all these enhancements and to keep Explore on the cutting edge.
And focusing on young professionals, yeah. How important is it that young professionals get involved in the user experience with IEEE Explore?
It's critical. It's critical because the young professionals of today are going to be the Explore users of tomorrow. And, you know, there is a demographic change. There was a generational change. And I have seen it myself in the last 5 or 6 years. You know, for example, the demand for Explore feature functionality that are more along the lines of social media types of things, right? You know, the demand for more online rich media experiences. So I think, you know, including and involving young professionals in the feedback loop for IEEE Explore is going to be absolutely critical because that is a market that we're looking at, we're looking to serve. And, you know, it's a different generational need, different generational expectations. And we have to make sure that we meet that need, whether it's remote access, whether it's richer media, whether it's voice-based interactions or integration with other systems. The feedback, you know, is very welcome, and we're actively doing things to encourage and have our young professional community participate in helping us craft the future plans for IEEE Explore.
Prakash, thank you very much for your time today. It was a pleasure speaking
to you. Thank you. My pleasure.
Young professionals, there you have it. Prakash Balua, the Senior Director for Product Development in the IEEE. The next time you use Explore, you may want to think about the functionality that's being put in there and remember Prakash and his team who are doing a wonderful job in creating the services for IEEE of the 21st century. Thank you very much for listening to today's podcast, and we leave you from San Diego.